Hello and welcome to Conducting Conversations, a podcast brought to you by Maestro PMS. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and today we're talking about the need for process innovation right now, because there's no better time than the present, right? We've got Warren Dehan, who is the president of Maestro PMS with us, and Adam Mogolansky, who is the partner for Hotel Mogul Consulting Limited. Thank you both for being with me today.
Thanks Michelle. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
Good to see you as well. And Warren, we know you're a familiar face, of course, on this podcast. But Adam, if we could maybe get a brief bio from you for people who don't know who you are before we kind of dive into the conversation.
So the name Hotel Mogul, Mogul for my last name, consulting. We work as consultants and we work at the strategic level with hotel owners to solve problems. And those problems are, in one way, shape, or form, increasing the bottom line or increasing the top line, one of those two. And that can be a whole run of the mill of any operation that is at the physical part of a hotel. It can be the actual rooms, designing new rate plans. It can be fixing F&B. It can be adding a wellness component. It can be somewhere in between, and it can always involve the culture and the teams at the hotel. And on top of that, is we do look at the technology, which is increasingly becoming so, so central to hotel operations on every level. So we work at the strategic level to figure out what the key ways are to grow, the top or the bottom, and then we help to implement those key ways.
And I said, Warren, that of course you're a familiar face, but for people who haven't tuned in before, can you give us kind of a brief background as it relates to coming together here today and then maybe what your hopes are for this conversation? Because I know you're excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely, Michelle. Thank you. I'm Warren Dehan, president of Maestro PMS. And my role in the organization is a myriad of things, but today's discussion really is, I'm put on my slightly technical hat, but more importantly, the operations hat in how process innovation can help our customers in particular, but all hoteliers that might be listening to the podcast, to understand how they can leverage technology and use process innovation to really help their operations.
And that's the whole gist of this. We're really trying to find those solutions, right? So let's start off with this. A big problem that hotels face right now is shoppers paralysis. Can you elaborate exactly on what that is and then how it's impacting hotel brands right now?
What we're seeing with our clients is that there are so many options in not only in terms of how many hotels are available, but also in terms of what each hotel is offering between various rates and room types and packages and the myriad of things coming at a guest when they're looking online to try and pinpoint what hotel do we want. And when we find a hotel, what package do we want? The details are not always so forthcoming. And so what we're finding is that customers are having a hard time making decisions. And so they're trying to call the hotel or trying to look at the website to find more information. And if those are not always as precise as they need to be or as helpful as they need to be, we have people abandoning the website. And so that's an area where we're doing work on our side to try and improve those situations, improve that guest experience and the guest journey, in fact, to alleviate some of that.
Right. So shopper's paralysis, what it comes down to is it's a term borrowed from psychology. And what it describes is that when you're confronted with too many options or too many choices all at once, instead of making a decision rationally, you shut down emotionally, or you become very stressed out. And, you know, that can affect you in various ways. That affects the guest journey, as Warren said. It also affects every single employee, which then reverberates up to organizational processes. So that can have an effect on how quickly an organization makes decisions, where if you're deciding between 10 different technology tasks or 10 different technology projects that you want to do, that's a lot harder, exponentially harder than, say, deciding between 3 different projects. So it's a little bit like you want to design it around a prefix menu, where you have, okay, we figured out these 3 buckets. And then within each 3 buckets, you have 3 different options. And then you're just narrowing it down to what you can do at any one time. That way you make the actual decision-making process faster within that. And it's less stressful for each team member involved. So that way you can arrive at decisions faster and there's no opportunity cost along the way because you were busy deliberating between those 10 options instead of dividing it into a 3, 3, 4, et cetera.
I have to tell you, embarrassingly, but when you're talking about shopper's paralysis, I think of myself on the ice cream aisle, because that's exactly what happens. There's too many flavors and you can't decide. And you literally become, you know, paralyzed and you get very emotional. Trust me, my husband.
No, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let's borrow that. Let's borrow that, because you're at the front of the line and you're deciding between 20 different flavors or 31 at Baskin Robbins. And you're like, oh, can I try that one? Can I try that one? Oh, I'm not sure. And you're ending up holding up the line.
Yeah.
You're holding up everyone behind you. But if you knew what those options are and they were in a prearranged prefix menu before you even entered the ice cream shop, you would speed it up and you would just move along perfectly. And no one would be held up behind you. No one would be frustrated. That happens at the check-in. It happens at every part of the guest experience. It happens for every employee as well. It's such a critical concept.
And I'm so sorry to anybody who was behind me in line. So moving on, the traditional model of hotel operations described as slow in the face of technological changes. So how is this slowness affecting the industry's ability to then adapt to new technologies and innovations?
What we've seen is that hotels, they've improved. They're getting better. You know, the whole pandemic, which now is very well behind us, but it was a learning process for our customers. And they understood that technology was the one thing that was going to help them get through that stage and help improve them for the future. And so we saw an adoption of technology like we hadn't seen pre-pandemic. And we continue to see that. Hotels are much more aware now. Well, let's give credit where credit's due. They're much more aware of the impact technology has on the operation and how important it is. So, you know, from my perspective, what I'm seeing with our customers is there's a little bit of shopper's paralysis on the vendor side because there's so many options to do all these different things, but they are trying to do them. They are looking at ways to bring the latest technologies that guests want and expect into their operations. So I think things are improving. I think there's still a lot of choice in various products that is making the decision more difficult. And we often see hotels looking to us or going to people like Adam for consulting help to say, okay, I can't decide on what mobile check-in I should use or what concierge system I should use. There's so many options, but they are asking. And I think that's, you know, for us, that's great because it means that technology is going to help them more. And ultimately, we're a technology company. We want to help them use technology to the best ability that they can.
Not to preach too much to the choir here, but the future of hotels is technology. The issue that I see is that technology is an arms race. And it's not just an arms race amongst all the vendors that are out there or all the other vendors that are saying from other industries saying, oh, yeah, our technology can work for hotels. Let's go and sell into hotels. And then you have even more vendors plying at hotels. To draw it back to the shopper's paralysis, where I see it coming at the from the hotel's perspective and the hotel owner's perspective is because there's so much technology coming at them and so many different vendors, they have a little bit of shopper's paralysis when deciding who to go with. And then they shut down emotion. They're like, you know what? I'm on too many email lists. I'm getting too many unsolicited calls. I'm just going to ignore everything. And we're going to decide what we want based on our own schedule. Then we'll reach out to vendors for an RFI or an RFP whenever we feel like it. And really what it comes down to from the owner's perspective and where they're starting to really understand the need for technology is they really understand how technology can help them with profitability, which is optimizing that bottom line, which is to say either everything is held constant and we're increasing the top line by having revenues move more smoothly through the PMS and we're optimizing for TRevPAR, which is a huge area, total RevPAR or revenue per guest, or they're looking at it in terms of bottom line savings, which is to say we can get our teams to do more with less by automating and pushing the data around in various ways that we never could before.
How important is process innovation then when it comes to impacting hotel operations and business growth?
I think Adam made a very good point in his last comment, is that the one area where you're affected operationally is there's labor shortage throughout the industry, throughout many industries, but in particular, we see it in the hospitality and the lodging industry. So, you know, there's an opportunity here to use technology to help with that labor shortage, either to make up for lack of people or to make the people you have more efficient by using technology to take up some of those tasks that, you know, don't need to be done by a person. They can be done behind the scenes using technology, whether it's a two-way chat using AI or online check-in, mobile check-in, mobile checkout, things that can reduce traffic at the front desk or having staff needing to be on the phone with the guests. Let the staff be available to deal with those guests who want the one-on-one and use technology to sort of take the pressure off the labor.
So I want to add to that, because there's a lot of consternation and trepidation around the word automation. And that's a lot of shins in one sentence. The fear comes about because people tend to think that automation means replacing or getting rid of people. And I look at it at the exact opposite. I think that technology is the saving grace of a hotel. It's going to allow every team member to be even more guest facing, which is the key advantage that hospitality has over other industries. I mean, if people want to earn a lot of money and work 14 hours a day, they're going into finance. If they grow up building Lego sets, they're going to be engineers. They come into hospitality because they want to work with other people. They want, and that means either helping guests directly or working with other managers. So how process comes into play there is, you might say on the surface, well, mobile check-in. I mean, part of our brand is that we meet guests face-to-face and we check them in and we run their ID and all that stuff. And it's not about replacing the people that are doing that. It's about liberating the people that were doing that. So that way, instead of them being at the front behind a desk and saying, oh, can I have your passport? Can I run your credit card to do an authorization or as a hold for any sort of incidentals? No, that's already been done. Now they're in front of the desk and they're saying, oh, can I help with your bags? How is your flight? Can I get you a bottle of water? We have a refreshment station right over here. It's you're in at 11 a.m. We just put a rush room on. It'll be ready in half an hour. But in the meantime, we have free coffee down here. Can I get you one?
Adam, you already started touching on the answer to this next question, but as more and more businesses are turning to tech automation to address some of those operational challenges and staffing shortages, as Warren mentioned, how can this automation be effectively integrated into hotel operations? And then what are some of the additional potential benefits? Because we heard just a few already.
Yeah, and certainly I'll go again, but yeah. Next time Adam's going to go. You know, the tools that we've implemented in the PMS are helping with some of those operational challenges, especially around the front desk. Busy hotels have sometimes very long lines. Well, mobile check-in helps with that. Mobile room key helps with that. So there's a lot of automation that can help with those kind of operational challenges, which is a key area. And conversely, on the checkout, the same thing. Mobile checkout kiosk can help with checkout and so forth. So again, reducing the line at the front desk is a huge boon because it saves guest frustration. And then it touches on other areas. Housekeeping, you know, using mobile housekeeping apps to make housekeepers more efficient, let them know where they're going to go next, let them know what the status of a room is, allowing them to prioritize which room they should clean next, because there's a guest who, you know, Adam's guest in his example, is waiting for the room to get cleaned. Well, let's go clean that one first. And automation can help with those things. So, you know, that's an area where I think there's many examples that we can sort of point to where this will help the operation run more smoothly, more efficiently, and again, free up people to do the real job, which is engaging with guests.
So I want to step back away from the technology at this point. I want to talk about it from a cultural standpoint. because there's the team side as well as the tech side. And as I said before, is that you have to shift a mindset a little bit where automation doesn't mean job replacement, it means task replacement. So just as the elevator operator doesn't exist anymore, we have these handy things called buttons. I'm not sure if you've heard about that, Warren, or Michelle, but yeah, you haven't seen them yet. Okay. So
we've all seen Alf, the one scene where he puts all the buttons. I mean, how it's ingrained in all of our brains.
Yeah. So where I'm going with this is, if you look at that one-to-one where they made that transition from having an elevator operator to having the guests push their own buttons in the elevator or alongside a bellhop, et cetera, it wasn't like the owner came along and said one day, well, we have buttons now. Hey, elevator operator, you're gone. No, they said, hey, we have a job for you in the lobby. We're going to retrain you. You're part of the family. And that it's just the role shifted and they had to rewrite a little bit of the SOPs and rewrite that job description, but they kept that person around. And there's so many hotels where you go there and you may not have, you have these managers who have left 20 years or 15 years ago and they go back and it's the same teams are there and they still recognize faces. And it's like, oh, this person's here and we gave him a career and now he's used this to put his kid through college, all that great, those great family stories you want to hear. And so there's a cultural side to this where you have to have the team embrace technology. And that starts by just being forthright saying, we want to shift the front desk away from having people wait there. That means we have to automate. That means we may have to embrace mobile check-in. We have to prioritize that tech change. That means that your role may change slightly, but you are going to be here. And this is for your own benefit to improve your working environment.
You talk about the team. What role does soft tech play in the process of rapid acceleration of team communications, which we know is so important, and overall operational efficiency within hotels?
So soft tech, the hard tech or the heavy tech would be what Warren does, saying, okay, we have a PMS we want to install on a property. That is a huge job requiring lots of developers on both sides interacting for a months long process to get that done and set up and have a functional, stable product. The soft tech is something like saying, I'm getting 200 emails a day. How do I unsubscribe and reduce my notifications to get that down to 50 a day so I can actually focus on the real things that are happening? So it's those little, tiny little innovations that you can do to help free up 30-second to 1-minute gaps at a time. And if when you do enough of those, all of a sudden, you've liberated your afternoons to actually think and to go into a state of flow. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term flow, but it basically means that you enter a complex creative task and you're solely focused on it to a point where the work itself is rewarding and you really feel, you really get into it, you really feel excited about your work. But that never happens if you're getting bombarded by notifications on your landline, your mobile, text, social media, email, more emails, meeting invites, all that fun stuff. So the soft tech process innovations is really finding those very small little ways to incrementally free up your time for the real work. And that real work for a frontline hotel staffer could be shaking hands, being out in front of a desk instead of having to type away behind and fill up paperwork. For the management level, it could be having to have the data pushed in a certain way to get it into the analytics engine. So that way they don't need to manually work on exporting and typesetting Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah. And to Adam's point, I think one of the things that we've done in the PMS is we've created an integration with RPA, robotic process automation. And these are not hardware robots. These are software robots. And what the software robots do is they're routines, they're little programs that can take mundane, repetitive tasks and automate them. whether it's entering budgets or entering rates or working with other elements of data in the system, anything that's repetitive, that's taking human time that can be automated, we work with organizations to do that automation. Saves time and brings you back to the staff taking care of guest needs and not spending time on entering data, or conversely, working on other aspects that require flow, as Adam described, and being able to focus on those things while other tasks are being done by an RPA engine.
As we're wrapping up, let's look ahead. What trends do you see in the hotel industry regarding process innovation and the use of technology? And then how can hotels stay ahead of the curve in this very fast-paced environment?
You know, in terms of what we see looking ahead, look, we're all hearing about AI. And I know Adam and I can talk about AI for the next 4 hours, but we will not do that to you. But I will touch on it very lightly. But we're seeing AI in various areas. We're seeing it as an opportunity in terms of the trends to help with online booking, help with travel planning. I mean, it's amazing what you can do if you go into an AI engine and say, I'd like to plan a trip to Prague. What should I do for 5 days? And it will tell you. Conversely, answering when guests are putting reviews in on one of the OTA channels or on TripAdvisor or wherever, and you don't have the time to answer every single review manually, you can use an automated engine to create recommended responses. I always recommend a person should look at them, but it's a great start to very quickly responding to guest comments online. And there's many other areas where we're seeing AI being introduced into the hospitality industry, but I think that's a trend that is it's here, it's real. I know Adam's got some good exposure and experience there, and would love to hear, Adam, as we wrap up, kind of what your take on it is.
From my perspective, I always want to start with why. Why are you doing anything? So AI is a tool like any other, and you got to know what your goals and what your eventual outcomes you're looking for are. And we can talk about the ultimate goal being, I want to upgrade my rooms and be able to charge $100 more per night. Okay, that's a great owner objective. How do we get there? How is an AI going to improve that? How are other tasks going to improve that? And when we think about where technology is going from a process level, really what we're talking about is bringing all the data into one centralized place. So that way everyone can access it, and we're eliminating all the manual entry so that we can have the best possible processes and insights to guide whatever we want to do with the hotel, be that grow the top line, optimized for the bottom line, everything. Where I really like AI is around the CRM level. The CRM level could be, it could be the PMS where you have all the data coming in there, or it could be the CRM, customer relationship management, where all the data is coming in, then you put some machine learning on it to find patterns. And right now, a lot of the patterns or the assumptions that we're making about who our guests are is done by rules where we've decided saying, okay, well, you want a trip to Prague. I'm a hotel in Prague, and I'm assuming that our hotel best appeals to Brits. So therefore I'm going to target Brits with my marketing program. The AI, once you have all the data coming in place and you put some learning to it, may come out and say, actually, we found that Canadians are an increasingly important part of your portfolio of guests. And therefore, for this micro segment, we want to best devote an A-B test some AdWords or some programmatic advertising towards them and see what we can do. So already we're seeing just through this simple analysis, we're seeing an integration of PMS, CRM, something involving revenue management, because you're going to try to get more rate out of each person, all the way down to marketing. The integration of so many different operations coming together. And to make all those different operations come together, you need to have a process, because you can't have somebody who actually understands the PMS also be a marketing whiz. Those are very, very specialized fields. But what you need is you need them to come to a meeting of the minds in a very efficient manner. So that way, a person who's running the PMS or the CRM can say, well, we've identified that Canadians have a potential for growth. Mr. Marketer, what can you do for us? Okay, well, we've carved out this budget. I can come back and change this from this amount to this amount, and we'll go test it. And you can do that instead of inside of 3 months. Now you should be able to do that inside of a 1 to 2 week stretch. So that way you can really capture what the immediacy of the data is saying. And then that way you're not leaving any money on the table.
Really exciting to see where innovation is taking us, especially in the hospitality industry. Any final thoughts for people? I'm sure they probably have questions. Maybe they want to learn more. Where can they go?
Well, they can certainly come to us. We're always happy to participate in working with our clients to improve their situation from a technology point of view. I think, as you said, with the question, getting ahead of the curve, how do you stay ahead of the curve? I think it's talking to your vendor. Talk to your, whether it's your PMS vendor or your revenue management vendor or your point of sale vendor, and see what's new. Stay on top of what the offers are. Because the biggest mistake a hotelier can make is putting a system in and not looking at that system anymore, just using it. You have to keep understanding what is new in that industry, what is coming up from your vendors. I'm not saying revisit all the competitors. I'm saying talk to your vendors and see what they're offering, what's new. Stay on top of that information. Read their press releases. Go to their users conference. Do the things that allow you to engage and be current and aware of the things that could affect and help you improve your business at maestropms.com.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to add to that is that most people don't use the full capacity of the technology they already have and are familiar with. So from my perspective is, yeah, go out to your existing vendors, see how else they can help you, what more that you can do, and then make sure that you have a process in place for revisiting your vendors on a continuous timeline, where it can't just be the owner saying, hey, did you reach out to Maestro recently to get some retraining? It should be, you know, schedule that once a quarter and make that part of the process. So that way you're continually implementing new plans to make sure that your whole team is using the technology as best they can.
Warren DeHaan, president of Maestro PMS, and Adam Mogolansky, partner of Hotel Mogul Consulting Limited. I want to thank both of you for your time today. Interesting conversation. As I said, a lot of exciting things happening and exciting things, I'm sure, to come. So I appreciate you being here today.
Our pleasure. And for the record, mint chocolate chip.
That's usually in the top three. I'm not going to lie.
Pistachio on my end.
Oh, see, I've got a tree nut allergy. You lost me at the pistachio, but we can still be friends. Thank you, though, both for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Adam.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Conducting Conversations, of course, a podcast brought to you by Maestro PMS. And you can visit maestropms.com and hotelmogul.com for more information on what you heard Warren and Adam talk about right here. We also invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more engaging conversations like the one you heard today. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to see you on another podcast soon.